It's the time of year when grape growers are desperately trying to stop birds from tucking into or annoyingly giving grapes a single peck. Most growers net their grapes, but there are other ways of keeping starlings, blackbirds, silver-eyed sparrows and miners out of vineyards. Sonic bird scarers that shoot a cartridge up into the air and then explode are used to keep birds away, as are gas guns that make loud booms, flapping kites and even lasers. James and Annie Milton have a biodynamic vineyard near Gisborne, and James says they use nature to help control the birds.
We have to net every vine, but we also, to cope with the birds, birds either eat seeds or they eat fruit. And so in order to balance the birds, we put feed out for the hawks, both the falcon and the hawks, and they like the patrol for the birds. And then over there in the middle of the vineyard, we have got grevilleas in this vineyard planted, which attract tuis and bellbirds, and they're very territorial. And we have orange, a row of oranges in another vineyard, and we have manuka and kōwhai in another vineyard. And this is all to attract, therefore, then the nectar-eating birds who want to defend their patch. We still have quite a lot of little pesky birds that want to come and peck holes in our grapes. But one day we're going to grow grapes without netting.
And the other birds see off the smaller birds?
Yeah, they're territorial, yeah. I mean, you just have to see when the hawk flies over waiting for his morning feed of pigeons that we have in our freezer, the little chirp-chirp birds, the area goes quiet because they can stay away. But we do use things that make noises. In this place here, we don't kill any birds. The pigeons that we get to feed the hawks comes from that farm over there where he grows maize, and he gets really cross because the pigeons come and eat the maize seed. So a person comes along who loves shooting birds, he's a duck shooter, shoots the birds. We give him some wine and some cartridges, and he gives us the pigeons. We put it in the freezer, bring it out when the hawks need feeding, and there it is. We don't kill the pigeons ourselves. It's called, the basis of this is called Hakuna Matata, the circle of life. But we want as many birds as possible. Bird song in the dawn is the best thing you can have in a vineyard. It's only when they eat my bloody grapes I get cross.
James Milton from Milton Vineyards. His harvest starts on Tuesday.